Fourth quarter set to begin. Chillicothe 25 to 23 for Benton. Chillicothe with a two-point lead outscored Benton 11 to 4 in that third quarter. And it's Chillicothe's ball to start the second half. They're on the floor ready to go. Coach Belcher sends his team onto the court as well. And I still do not see Malik Bennett, so they must be looking at him and or something, as he's the one that took the charge in the first half. Chillicothe's ball up top. Riley works it right side. Up top to Bransgard now. Hands it off to Matt Anthony. C.J. Paff left side. Working against Bryson Connor. Over to Anthony, being guarded by Adder. Riley up top to Paff. Fourth quarter, 30 seconds old. Chillicothe 25, Benton 23. Fourth quarter just underway here. Benton's court warming. Up top, Bransgard. Nice spin move in the paint. Changes hands and scores. Oh, he did everything that time. A great basketball player can. Bransgard 22 of the team's 27 points. Nice spin move in the paint. Then changes to his left to work around the defender and put it up and in. Three ball baseline right. Doesn't connect for Alan Coy. And one and done. And here comes for Benton. Here comes Chillicothe. 27-23, Hornets by four, across the timeline with C.J. Paff, holds his closed left fist for the play. Up top, Swift hands it off to Paff, top of the circle, working against Connor. Bransgard now works it out, baseline right. Swift turns down to Trey, opportunity, up top to Paff. Riley, circle left. 27-23, Chillicothe by four, 6:25 left to play in the game. Riley hands it off to Anthony, up top to Paff now. Easy to spot Bryson Connor, the 6-foot junior. He's got a large tuft of curly hair on top of his head. You can't miss him. Anthony double-teamed on the low post. And a timeout taken to avoid the turnover or 5-second call. Chillicothe takes a break. We'll keep it right here. Bransgard with 22, Paff with 5, and that's the scoring total for Chillicothe. Benton, 6 for Adder, 5 for Kretzer, 5 for Blakely, 4 for Peterson, 3 for Mazze, a 3-ball for Bennett. Chillicothe so far has used just 6 players. Benton has used 10 of their 12. Chillicothe has used 6 of their 8. 27-23, Chillicothe. Benton led 15-9 after one. Chillicothe led 18-14 at the half. And Chillicothe leading 25-23 right now. Chillicothe inbounds at low post left to get it into Bransgard. Bransgard was well defended by Adder. Adder tipped the ball out of Bransgard's hands, and here comes Benton now under control. Up top to Bryson Connor. Connor working against Riley's defense. Up top to Adder. Left side rush Trey. Nothing but net. Count it. That is Alan Coy. And it's a one-point game now. 27-26, Chillicothe by a point. Can we answer with a tray of our own? Up top, Hunter Swift hands it to Riley. Riley, top of the key, works it left side, closely guarded, has to give it up to avoid the 5-second call. Bransgard drives inside, tried to dump it off low post to Swift. He couldn't handle it. Down court to Adder, and Adder is fouled by Matt Anthony, who slides safely into second base. Just the third or fourth team foul. We'll wait and see. Matt Anthony, I think that's the third foul. 5:15 left to play. Inbounds play. Just the third team foul on the floor. Benton inbounds it. Drive inside. Peterson doesn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped around. Swift trying for it. Adder's trying for it. Adder puts it up. That one doesn't fall. Peterson with a miss. Adderson with a miss. Or Adder with a miss. And then Chillicothe finally settles it down. And that possession was kind of beaten with an ugly stick. Chillicothe still by one, 27-26 in a very low-scoring game. Unless your name's Wesley Brandsgard, then it's been a great game for you. Brandsgard, or Paff with a couple of misses. Finally gets it done, low post right. He worked hard for it, and he was rewarded. Chillicothe by three. Three-pointer right wing, no! Doink off the rim goes Alan Coy's shot. Chillicothe with a rebound. C.J. Paff waits for the crowd to clear, and will waltz it across the midcourt stripe right down the beak of the cardinal that decorates the gym floor here. Path goes to the hole. A little out of control. I was waiting to see if they were going to let him go or call it a walk, but they let him go, and he puts it up and in. And back-to-back buckets now gives Chillicothe a five-point lead for the first time tonight. Up top to Connor. Right side to Coy. Back up top to Connor. Feed to the high post. Give it inside to Blakely. Blocked from behind cleanly by C.J. Paff. Oh, that's tough to do on any level of basketball. Swat it clean from behind and not get called for it. Nicely done, C.J. Paff. He's really stepped up here the last couple of minutes playing vintage Paff basketball. Brandsgard, high post. Drives inside, the Savannah Shuffle, a hop, skip, and a shot, doesn't get it to fall. Down court to Connor, and shot doesn't fall, but this time Paff doesn't get away with the block from behind. Got more than basketball that time. C.J. Paff with his second, two on Paff, two on Brandsgard, three on Perry, haven't seen him since the first quarter. Two on Anthony, one on Swift. In the game, fourth team foul on Chillicothe, 31-26. Hornets with the lead. And there's a free throw for Bryson Connor. It's a two-shot foul. He was in the act of shooting. 31-27, a four-point game now. Benton led by nine at one point in the first half. Chillicothe's lead has now gone from 5-4. It's going to go to three. No, it's not. Connor makes one out of two. Swift with a rebound. Kaysen Maze checks back in to the ball game. Riley up top to Paff. Paff was fouled. Is it Adder or is it Connor? It is Chole Adder. Ooh, that's number four on their star player, Chole Adder. He's a great ball player on this team. 6 points in the first quarter, but does a lot. And with Bennett out now due to injury and Adder with four fouls, that takes some aggressiveness out of Benton's game plan, in my uneducated opinion. Chillicothe inbounds it. 31-27, Hornets by four of the basketball, under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Up top, Brandsgard. Looking, gives it up top to Paff, being guarded by Trevor Mull. Right side to Anthony. And Anthony's ball is tipped out of his hands and out of bounds by Chole Adder. Because Chole has four fouls doesn't mean he's going to play it safe. He's a competitor. He loves the action. Very good at it as well. Chillicothe inbounds it. A little give and go on the inbounds play with Brandsgard and Paff. And Paff has his third consecutive bucket, and he's got 11. And it's a six-point lead for Chillicothe. 2.5 minutes left in the contest. Right side. Driving inside, but Coy loses it out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Chillicothe. Adder will inbound it. Low post right with 2:22 left to play. Chillicothe's lead is 33-27. Gets it in right side to Peterson. Adder saves it from going out of back court. Nice athletic movement by Chole Adder, just a junior. Low post, a charging call. Oh, Hunter Swift held with it on defense, and a charge on Kaysen Maze, his second. I mean, Swift just hung with the defense, and Gary Belcher wants to talk to the troops. Chillicothe 33, Benton 27, 2:11 left in the contest. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI. Welcome back, as those listening to the playback from my website I forgot to take the recorder off pause. So what happened there? It was a one-point game, and Wesley Brandsgard was fouled and made both of his. That makes it a three-point game. And Hunter Swift was fouled, and he had a free throw attempt in front of a one-and-one all alone with nothing but Benton Cardinals. Missed it. Almost came up with his own rebound, but couldn't, as the other four Hornet players were back court ready for defense. So it is Benton's basketball. Chillicothe 35, Benton 32, 19 fouls on Benton, 5 on Chillicothe, 29.4 seconds left. Benton needs a tray to tie it up. Benton. And a timeout is Belcher. Coach Belcher takes a timeout. That was close to a 5-second call. So Belcher mentally counting. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back in 30 seconds. Chillicothe leads it. Time is 29.4 seconds. It's anyone's game. Hornets lead by 3. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI. So Benton needs a 3. Let's check their 3-point shooters. Coy, 1 of 3 in this quarter from the outside. Blakely made 1 in the second quarter. Bennett made 1 in the first quarter, but he's no longer in due to injury. Moll tried and missed. Maze tried and missed. Adder tried twice and missed. He's fouled out anyway. So don't know who their go-to 3-point shooter is. We'll find out here in just a moment. Benton looking to inbound it. They go all the way near half court. They get it in to Connor, Bryson Connor. Up top to Mull with 25 seconds left. Mull works it left wing. Anthony sticks with him on defense. Right side, Newland goes up. Has the ball squatted away. He's trying for a deuce with 13 seconds left. Chillicothe comes up with it. Matt Anthony makes a monster play there. I scratch my head as to why the freshman Carson Newland was going up for a 2. Maybe he was hoping for a foul call or something. That was interesting. Interesting play. That I just say interesting because it was something I was not personally expecting. C.J. Paff at the line, the lone person at the line for Chillicothe. He missed who the foul was on. First one is in, and that's a big one for C.J. Paff. That makes it a 4-point game with 11 seconds left. And both of them are in. Paff with 2 big ones with 11 seconds left. Timeout, Chillicothe. I think that's 13 for Paff. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 19, 11, 12, 13. 13 for Paff. 24 for Brandsgard. Great playing time for the other four members that have seen time. 37-32, Chillicothe with 11.3 seconds left on the clock. So Benton needs a quick shot to fall and a timeout and somehow steal it and get another shot to fall. One of those has to be a 3-pointer. Benton has spread the workload around quite a bit. Chillicothe just going with their hot hand. Wesley Brandsgard, just a tremendous game, had, I think, all of the first quarter points. Paff had all of the second quarter points. Brandsgard had all of the third quarter points, and they've teamed up for the fourth quarter points. So the twin turbos pacing themselves. One has a quarter. The other one, I'll take this one. You take that one. Let's turn them both on for the final sprint, shall we? Chillicothe applying a little pressure. Now they back it off a little bit. They're not going to let Benton roll the ball down court. Mull crosses the timeline. And what is the whistle? A foul on C.J. Paff. Paff with a foul. And not a bad thing. It's Benton just inbounds it now. That took a second or two off the clock. 9-8 seconds left. It's a 2-possession game. Right side, Mull from 3. No, Chillicothe the rebound. With 2 seconds left, I think you can say hello, victory. Nice to see you again. We're Chillicothe. We've missed you. Mazay with the foul. His fourth. Paff at the line had those two key free throws with 11 seconds left to give Chillicothe a two-possession game. Another one for Paff. He's got 14. And Chillicothe will pick up a conference win. As Benton fans starting to file out slowly, and Paff has made four in a row in this quarter free throw line. He's got 15. And that is the end of the ball game. A half-court shot by Mull draws iron, but nothing more. Your final score, 39-32. 39-32, Chillicothe with the win. And we'll be back with more on the postgame show after this. It won't take long to run down Chillicothe's scoring totals, I can tell you that. We're back after this on KCHI.